Inner Hall of Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, feminist ho living in New York City, and we are not back from our break. In fact, in a few hours, I'm about to hop on a plane to the Dominican Republic to meet up with Rodeca, and we're going to get into some really strange shit over there. But I wanted to pop in and give everyone a little update because this summer has been fucking lit and it's only gonna get more lit, and I want to tell you guys about some of the things that are going on for the rest of the summer. But just like a little update about our lives, I crossed off a major item on my sex bucket list that I'm really fucking proud about and I can't wait to talk about in like the next 3 weeks or so. You can catch Rodeca's cameo on the Netflix show Explain, where she's talking about female orgasms. Aku is out here going on dates for the first time in like 2 years, and Rob found a feminist in the army. There's like great stuff going on. The shit is lit. And we actually won't have new episodes until September 12th, but we are doing some super cool stuff in real life, and I want to let you all know about it so you can maybe like join us or something like that. Now, first up, Sundays. Sundays are definitely for two things, right? They're for self-care and they're for dreading Monday because capitalism got us fucked up and nobody likes a Monday. But Sundays are also for watching Insecure for like the next 9 weeks or so, right? So every Sunday night at Love Story Bar in Bushwick, Brooklyn, Inner Ho Uprising is hosting Insecure watch parties. So what the fuck does that mean? That means we're in a bar, there's mad liquor to go around, you know, you get like a little nice buzz before going into Monday. We put on the previous episode of Insecure so we can recap on all the fuck shit that's been going on. We're like yelling at Dro because he's a fuck boy, but like I'm on the side like, oh, I would still fuck him because that's my type, sadly. We're yelling at the TV, we're cheering for Molly and Issa, we're hanging out, we watch the previous episode, we watch the new episode that comes on, and then we hang out some more. We play games, we twerk, we flirt, we drink, and then we go home because, you know, Mondays are the worst and capitalism is the worst. But it's a little highlight to your Sunday evening and you can do it with your favorite hoes. So if you are located in or around the Brooklyn, New York area and you'd like to come through, please come to Love Story on Sunday nights, and you can find more information about where exactly Love Story is located in the description of this episode. And also, that's free 99, so just walk the fuck in. As long as you're 21, of course. Next up, cuffing season, right? It's on the horizon. It's like 70 degrees right now, so it's a little cold. I've already begun scouting, and I'm largely getting curved by all of my picks, like left and right. Niggas is just ghosting me with the quickness. So I personally can't wait until this winter when I get to be in bed watching Netflix alone. But before all that happens, let's actually enjoy the last few days of being uncuffed. On September 6th, I'll be moderating a wine down discussion with the folks over at Sippin' and Spillin' called Uncuffin' Season. Basically, it's a chat between brown girls over wine to talk about things like masturbation, healthy sexuality, and safe sex. It's free 99, and it's a last hurrah before the autumn equinox approaches, so come through. It'll be a blast. It'll be affirming. There'll be wine. Need I say more? It's free, but you must RSVP to get in, so the link to that will be in the description of this episode, so please head over and drop an RSVP, and I'll see you on September 6th. Last but not least, this last little plug is near and dear to my heart. It's not an IRL thing yet, but it can become an IRL thing if folks help out. So you know how like on this show we say deadass and facts, and we kind of talk with like our New York black scent, and other shows that you might listen to might speak with like a southern black scent. Some people just have different regional dialects based on being an African American, or even people have different regional dialects being like Caribbeans and stuff like that, like how Creole and Patois and stuff are actual languages but aren't respected as such and treated as such, in the same way that Ebonics is an actual language with like form and function and rules but isn't treated as such. So I say all that to say we're still smart ass motherfuckers, even though we speak in these languages and these dialects that aren't recognized by white people as being legit, right? So if you click any like NPR style show, like I'm talking like This American Life or Serial or S-Town or something like that, you click on it and the host is not talking like us, right? Like I do an impression of how they talk, but I don't want to do that right now because I'm in my room and I'm comfortable and I don't want to code switch. But I kind of feel like that's the fucking worst, and I think that that's the fucking worst. It's not the fucking worst that they speak like that, because some people do speak like that, but I think it's the fucking worst that there's a dearth of other types of dialects, specifically Black dialects, in this like highly produced podcasting space. Like, of course, you have your Inner Ho uprisings and stuff like that, where we're just talking the shit. It's a conversational show. But like these shows that have like massive amounts of money and like production teams of like 5-10 people behind it, and we don't hear the kinds of voices that we actually have, even though some of these shows might be talking about the things that we want to talk about. So for me personally, I don't know, maybe you're a fan of shows like that. And sometimes I am, but sometimes I just want to hear it from the voices of my people. So I say all of that to say once again that I want to talk about it. So I actually pitched a panel to South by Southwest called Where the Podcaster Black Sense. It'd be myself, Queen from Tea with Queen and Jay, Barry of Podcast and Color, and a very awesome Howard PhD candidate named Landy Watley, and we all be sitting down and talking about like this podcasting space and why people who sound like us aren't given the resources to make those kinds of shows, and how that affects entry into podcasts for both listeners and podcast producers. It's a lot of shit to talk about. So yeah, the reason why I'm talking about this right now is that one of the things that goes into whether or not this panel is selected is actually community voting. And you folks, being my community, I would love for you all to help us out. So I'm going to leave the link to where you can vote in this episode, and it's a bit complicated on like mobile and computer. So actually, like if you're on your mobile device, like there's like something at the top of the screen that says sign in, and then you'll have to sign in and make an account. It's free to make an account. You just need to make an account, and then you can actually vote for the panel, and it's just like a simple upvote. You can also leave comments below the description of what the panel is, and that also kind of lets South by Southwest know that this is something that people are interested in. And if you're on a computer, which who uses those anymore? No, if you're on a computer, you can go to the top right of the screen and click the sign in button once again, create an account, and then go back to the original link and then press vote up. I don't know why it's so complicated, but if you have like 5 minutes to spare in your day, I would greatly, greatly freaking appreciate it if you could vote for this panel, because I think it's something that needs to be discussed. And honestly, one day I just want to hear like a highly produced show like hosted by somebody who sounds like Rob or something like that, or somebody who sounds like Queen, or somebody who sounds like me. Like, why are we not here? It doesn't make any sense. I think that this is a very important topic. I think other people think it's an important topic. So if you think it's an important topic, please feel free to give an upvote. And if you submitted a panel to South by Southwest this year, or if you see any super cool like queer-led or Black-led or trans-led or all of the above South by Southwest panel pitches, please send them along my way, because I think that we just need to like kind of infiltrate this year, right? So let's get the upvotes popping. The deadline for that is August 30th, so at the time this is released, you have about 7 days to vote for all the things that you want to see at South by Southwest, and hopefully, you know, we in there. That's all of the things on the Inner Ho Uprising horizon. I hope all of you lovely, lovely people are having lovely, lovely summers, and I will see that ass in September. Goodbye.